This ad is FDA approved. So for the purposes of this conversation, we'll actually call our listener Ajwa, yeah? And she wants your thoughts on her issue. She says, my husband and I are both 27. We met in college, dated for 4 years, eventually got married. Now, he has a close group of friends, and over the years, I've also become friends with some of them. One of his female friends is married, and she and her husband have been trying to have a baby. Unfortunately, she recently found out that her husband may be unable to father a child. Now, what makes this more complicated is that without her husband's knowledge, she secretly did a fertility test and found out about the issue herself. She's now secretly making plans to have a baby using another man's sperm. So a few weeks ago, she told me that she had found a way to have a baby and that the process will be happening soon. And I was genuinely happy for her. Alexis, 3 days ago, I was using my husband's phone to order food when a message from her popped up asking him whether he would do it or not. I mean, I know I shouldn't have, but I opened their chat. And that's when I discovered that she was asking my husband to be the donor. And at first, my husband kept saying no, told her he needed to discuss it with me. But after she continued convincing him, he seemed to be considering it. She reminded him during the chat how he wanted to have children and that I wasn't ready to have them. She knew this because of a conversation she had previously had with my husband about our marriage and our plans for children. She used that information to convince him that this could be an opportunity for him to have a child while also helping her. Look, I couldn't have it. I was livid. I just couldn't imagine what was happening. I confronted my husband and he said he planned to tell me that I was doing too much over something that hadn't even happened yet. And now I'm wondering, well, at what point was I supposed to reach out? Am I overreacting? I mean, should my husband even be considering becoming a donor for a close female friend without first discussing it with me? And if he did go ahead with it, knowing that her husband doesn't even know she secretly had the fertility test or that she approached my husband, I mean, what would it even mean for the dynamics of our friendship, our marriage? I am totally confused, and I don't know how your listeners will think I should react about this. Is this a red flag, a red banner? Did I go wrong? If anything, what would you do if you were in my shoes and you chanced on this conversation? Well, I thought to share with you, so you tell me what your thoughts are. 0302-216-541. Or you can WhatsApp me on 055-1111-997. Imagine you chanced on your friend, actually. Or somebody you call a friend, trying to get your husband to be a donor. What will be your reaction? Would you have a problem with the husband not discussing with her, even though he claims that he eventually would have? Is this the conversation your husband should even entertain? I'm curious to know what you think. 0302-216-541. You can call me or WhatsApp me, 055-1111-997. Here. Hello.
Papa Leslie.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm very strong with the grace of God. I hope you're also doing well.
I'm okay, thank you. Let's hear you.
For this one, the woman is right. I think the man should render some apologies. Because your wife is your wife, something of this sort should be discussed. So once the man is hiding it from her, and now there's a need for the woman to ask, the whole thing is the man should calm down and apologize so that peace will prevail. The woman is not complaining too much.
Mm.
Yes.
But you don't think the lady needed to be a bit more patient?
I know, but if the lady would have chance to see what is going to happen, the man would have kept it away from her. So the patience for me, I don't think there's a need for patience. Because discuss with me, you're not discussing with me. So, like, the man would have gone out to do it without the knowledge of the woman, the wife, you know what I'm saying? So this one, there's nothing like patience. The man should calm down and apologize. And, I mean, listen to the wife. If the wife agrees to do it, fine. If not, he shouldn't worry himself to be doing this.
No, I had a part of the conversation where the woman had actually suggested that she was not ready to have a baby at this point. Do you think the man should consider that and probably go ahead?
No.
Why not?
Hey, it should be different person's experience, but not with you, this man, that your wife is not going to understand it.
Mm.
It should be a mutual understanding. Even when it is a business, your wife should understand why, how much more this.
Right.
So,
okay.
For me, he didn't do it.
Okay, Joe. Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts on this, yeah? 0302-216-541. Let's see who's here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm okay. Thank you. Let's hear you.
Listen, I don't think it's advisable for the man to do that to donate. It's not advisable.
Why not?
Listen again.
Why not? I'm listening to you, dear.
Because they know each other. It should be from a source that nobody knows. So that one, nobody knows about it. But this one, yeah, it's not advisable. It will bring a whole lot of issues later on. So it's not advisable. The lady should look. The man should not agree to this, and the lady should look elsewhere for child reasons. She shouldn't. Other than that, it will bring a problem.
I mean, what if you know how these things work? You want to probably have it with somebody that you know, you can trust, that, you know, they are good people, that kind of thing. You feel that, you know, their traits are the traits you would have in your children. Is she wrong for looking at a friend?
Looking at your friend is not good. It's not good to look that way.
I see.
It will bring a whole lot of confusion.
Yeah, eventually.
Understand.
Yes. Okay.
She should look elsewhere.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts on this, yeah?
No.
All right. 0302-216-541. Let's see who's here too. Hello.
Hello, Alexis.
Yes, dear.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Senna,
let's hear you.
This is very serious. We shouldn't play with these things.
Mm-hmm.
The way God sees marriage and we are playing with these things, it's very, very serious. I heard a story about a man and a woman who were in a relationship before, and they broke up, and the woman got married to another person, and the man also was with another person. Now they had a kid together, and then the woman, the first couple who are separated now, their kid is getting married to the man's child. So they are like siblings now.
Oh,
two
no.
Siblings getting married. And we don't see the consequences now. The consequences is in the future.
Mm.
So we shouldn't encourage these things. This is a marriage, a covenant, and a serious thing. You shouldn't be entertaining these things in the first place. We don't know the reason why the woman says she's not ready to give birth now. So it's unheard of. We shouldn't encourage it. And I am not in agreement with the man even entertaining it and playing and downplaying it and saying that the woman is talking about it too much. We shouldn't do these things.
Mm.
It's not advisable at all. In the future, we are going to. I don't even know the word. there are going to be consequences, serious right. consequences, mm. when the children grow up and they don't know that they are siblings and they are going to marry each other. These are some of the reasons why we shouldn't be encouraging these things, and we shouldn't be downplaying it as if it's nothing. It's nothing. It's something. So please, let's not encourage it at all. I'm not in agreement of it at all. Thank
right.
you very much.
Thank you so much, Senna. I'm grateful you called in. 0302-216-541. Some way, somehow, I think, Senna, a chance message, kind of sounds like what you said as well. So a chance says, look, the sperm donation isn't even my biggest problem. My problem is that another woman is privately discussing having my husband's biological child with him. That boundary has already been crossed. Well, I don't know what you think, but give me a call. 0302-216-541. And you can WhatsApp me on 055-1111-997. Lexus, Ajua isn't overreacting one bit. This species called men, of which I'm one, the man would have done it without informing the wife had he not been found out. What form was the donation to be done in the first place? Jesse in Sacramento. Jesse, I don't know what form it will take, but well. I guess it's as good as mine. 0302-216-541. Let's hear you. What's up? 055-1111-997. I actually don't think the husband has done anything wrong yet. He initially said no and said he needed to speak with his wife, considering a request is not the same as agreeing to it. Should he even be considering it? I mean, do you need to even speak to your wife about this? I mean, well, yeah, you need to speak to your wife after you have probably rejected the offer. You know, not like being a dilemma and say, well, let me go and seek my wife's consent. That sounds like you are considering it, you know. If your wife says, okay, go ahead, then you will. Anyway, let's hear you. What do you also think? 0302-216-541. Yeah? Alexis, the female friend is the real problem here. Telling him, oh, your wife isn't ready for children, so this is your chance to have one. It doesn't sound like asking for help. It sounds like manipulating him. And the man needs to be careful. Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right, actually, you know. It says, well, your wife is not ready to have one, so this is your chance to have one, you know. Is it about you or is it about him? No, is it about you or is it about him? I think you're right on that one. That sounds like manipulation, not really looking for the man's help or genuinely needing his help. Anyway, the lengths people will go to get some of these things done, eh? Safari Valley Eco Park brings you the Safari Wildlife Experience. Yeah, visit us to experience the harmonious cohabitation of forest, water, human, and wildlife, such as the zebra, symbol antelope, llama, wallaby, the fallow deer, that's a good mara, and many others. The rates start from 300 Ghana Cedis per person and free for kids under 6 years. Visit the Safari Valley Eco Park with your friends and family for the thrill of a lifetime. For more details, you can call 0596-914-394. That's 0596-914-394. The this one here from Princess Lexus. I'm a man and I wouldn't do it. Not because the donation is wrong, but because I wouldn't knowingly introduce that kind of emotional complication into my marriage. It's not worth it. Okay. I agree. It's going to be so complicated eventually. And especially when, you know, all the truth unravels and there's this whole web of friend, father, baby, mother, chese, basa. Hello? Hi, how are you?
Good evening, Lexus. Good, yourself?
I'm okay, my dear. What's your name?
My name is Mimi.
Mimi, good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Let's hear you, Mimi.
Lexus, let me play the devil's advocate.
Mm.
So, why doesn't a woman want to have children?
Mm.
So, in marriage, when they to me, then everyone can get selfish at a point. I don't need to get what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, your line was breaking up. I didn't hear what you said, Mimi.
So I'm saying that why doesn't the woman want to have children? Why she explained her reason to her husband, and then the conversation has switched to from asking. Then whatever I decide to take, because it's justified. I don't know if you
get it. I totally understand you. I'm following.
Yes. So if the conversation switches, why don't you want to have children? If you tell the man fine. And here lies the case. Well, the issue with surrogacy and this whole thing is that with time, kids begin to ask of their origin.
Mm.
It's a natural phenomenon that you would want to know who your real father is, or you want to know who your real mother is. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
So if that is the case, you can actually know your father easily. It's even better. So maybe they can talk about it. That okay, I want to have children. This is the person that I know. This is your father. You can easily trace your roots. You can easily trace your origin. So that is my take on the issue. I want to actually pack. Actually, give my contribution. So I am is not so safe. So let me get back on the road.
Okay, okay, my dear. Thank you, Mimi. I'm grateful you called in. All right, and this one here from Judas Iscariot says, Lexus, please, both of them are very disgusting and annoying. Pa. If the lady has no eyes on a man, she wouldn't have gone to him with this bomb kind of a request. And same to the man. Why did he even give room for consideration in the first place? The donor's wife should be careful about her husband. And that's from Judas Iscariot. Derek in Texas says, Charlie, this one there, my WhatsApp group member, no force cry. He crossed the line. Yeah. Nobody's talking about a friend's husband. She's secretly arranging a sperm donor without telling the man she's married to. That marriage has an even bigger problem. No, you're right, but I don't know whether it's in our place to solve that one. They've not brought that one to us. So that one, we can't have an opinion on it now, can we? But yeah, I mean, that brother is in trouble. Yeah. Whether he knows it or not, but imagine that. The wife is secretly arranging a sperm donor. I don't know whether to say on your behalf or... Charlie, crazy. Hello?
Hi, Lexus. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, bro?
I'm well, bro.
Nice. What's your name?
Isaac.
All right, Isaac, talk to me.
Yeah, I think with this story, I'm more just towards the man that wants to do the donation. Eh?
Mm.
What's keeping the woman from giving birth? So my issue is she not being too selfish? Because here's the case. Marriage is supposed to be the two people together. Now, boy, you know, he's accepting not to have children because he's just trying to make peace prevail in the marriage. But in his heart of heart, he wants to have children. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, thinking about it, considering it, and not telling the wife, I don't think the wife should even, he doesn't even have the moral right to think the wife, the husband has done anything wrong. He doesn't have to think at all. Because for, you know, the guy has been sleeping and having sleepless nights about having to, I mean, when he sees his friends with children and all that, he might be sad internally. So
yeah.
The wife shouldn't, I think she's blowing it out of proportion. She should just chill. But the husband has not done anything wrong. That's
bad
to me.
Okay. Okay, bro. Thank you. Thank you so much for your thoughts on this, yeah?
Yeah,
bro. All right. Lexis, the wife also invaded her husband's privacy by opening his messages. We can't ignore that just because she discovered something disturbing. Two things can be wrong at the same time. Oh, my guy. Yeah, I mean, yes, that might be wrong, but let's shelve that one and focus on the bombshell that she discovered, rather. You know, don't you think so? Or either you want to stay with that one. Hey, wahala. Hello?
Yeah, Lexis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Kwabena Intema.
Okay, Kwabena, talk to me.
They didn't get the beginning, but I just wanted to add one clarification and I contribute. How long have they been married?
That we are not able to tell.
Okay. And what is the reason why they are not having any kids now?
Well, from the story, it looks like the lady had suggested that she was not ready to have kids yet. So I don't know whether the plan is eventually she'll come around. But as it stands now, it looks like they had a conversation where she was not really ready to have kids.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anyway, when it comes to the issues of childbirth, it's a very delicate issue. If you are not careful, it creates too much lot of problems. Because for every marriage, and everybody expects that you should have children. Even if you agree from the beginning that you will not, but it's an expectation. The more it delays, the more problematic it becomes. See, a man in this position will consider this, because I'm just saying it because I'm in a similar situation. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I've been married for 15 years. I don't have a child. So, the least opportunity you get, you may fail it if you are not very strong and principled, because children are a very good part of life and great joy. Look at you moving around, friends having their children, brothers, you go to family meetings, your brothers, your sisters, everybody is having their children. And you don't have any. Just because of whatever reason it is. So I won't say we should blame the man too much, because what he is going through before considering this issue is not easy. Because if you are in his shoes, considering the number of years, let us assume it's me, for 15 years, do you think I will not consider it if the foundation or issues are not too strong?
Mm.
It is something that you may consider.
Okay.
So I would say that we shouldn't blame the man too much, because it is something every man desires to have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have you considered it?
No.
Why not?
I have considered it, but I have not done it.
Okay.
I have considered it several times, even to go out. But something keeps on pushing you back home because of Christian principles and other issues.
Right.
But it's not something that I would say I should not consider. I should not consider.
Okay.